Reverend Parish, Associate Ministers, members of the Diaconate, members and friends, good morning. I know we might have academic acknowledgments later, I'm not sure, but we do have to recognize our children again. Miss Malia gave her grandmother, Iris Keeve, a birthday present. Iris' birthday today, and Malia was one of the duet. So, and Kamaya Jenkins, her parents, Mike and Carlisha back there. Then we had Juanita Stanley's grandkids. I don't know their names. What's your name? Aria and Olivia did a duet. Thank them. And then Soraya read scripture. Anthony Ellis read scripture and did a King tribute. Who am I missing? I think I got everybody that came forward besides the praise dancers. And the voices of the entire choir. Oh, I'm sorry, the welcome. Raven, Soraya's sister. My apologies. See what you get for calling names. But anyway, our children, it's difficult. The children, the little children rehearse in building three. So they don't even have this large a room. So when they're rehearsing and then they come here and they have everyone to sing in front of, that's a daunting task for a little one. So we should be proud of them. I am proud of them. And what the parents have instilled in them to bring them out. And let's continue doing a great job and letting them know why they're here, who they're worshiping, and what this is all about. So I commend the parents and children. You've done an excellent job today. And starting, I have an expression of thanks. This comes to us from the Madonna House. We have Christmas Day dinner, and the card is signed, I believe, by everyone at Madonna House. And if anyone would like to read some of the thank yous that are written here. But I will read the verse, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God, Philippians 1:11. You put your whole heart and soul into doing for others, and it sure is a blessing to be on the receiving end. And again, these were the recipients of the Christmas Day, some of the Christmas Day dinner that were delivered. If anyone would like to read some of the thank yous. I have been asked to remind you that the tithing contribution statements are now ready for pickup, and I believe that they're going to be handed out upstairs today. They attempted to hand them out downstairs last week. I'm not sure if they had a lot to drop by, but your contribution statements are ready for pickup. Okay. Now to the announcements in the bulletin. We do have a church meeting this week on Thursday. So please look at the agenda in the bulletin for Thursday. From our Sunday school ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lesson, the deadline date for the next newsletter, also the trustees for the month are listed for your review. The security ministry asks that you please read the laminated placard in the pew. Please also take note of the color coding. The pew that you are seated in the event that we would need to leave the sanctuary, you would go through the door, the color code, and it would also tell you where to exit once you get downstairs. The missionary ministry will be accepting donations of new socks for all ages, which will be distributed during the Micah meal on March 6. Anyone wishing to donate is asked to place the items in the box in the foyer through March 1st. Publications Ministry, all church leaders and ministry leads are asked to update your contact information for the 2020 directory. Sickle Cell Association has a meeting on the 27th at Emmanuel AME. The Women's Ministry is also seeking donations. They are asking for personal items, which will also be given to the Micah Ministry during the February 7 meal. So again, the February meal and the March meal items are asked to be donated so that they can be presented to the Micah Ministry meal recipients. Ark Encounter. The Women's Ministry will sponsor a trip to the Ark Encounter located in Williamstown, Kentucky, July 13 through 16. A deposit of $75 is due by March 13, and your payments can be made to those listed below. I believe there is a flyer. You can also go online and look at some information, but your points of contact are listed there. The church is seeking CDL drivers as well to get the members to and from services. On the reverse of the announcements, our known sick and shut in, and those on our prayer list, also those in the armed forces, we also always include the bereaved families of our church and community, most notably Brother and Sister Bundy. There was a home going for their aunt on yesterday, Tyree and Linda Bundy. All others are listed in the bottom right corner for your review. Please continue to keep them lifted in prayer. This afternoon at James Monroe High School, there will be the 14th annual community-wide celebration of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, featuring dance, activities for the children, music, sacred, I'm sorry, they already said sacred dance, choirs, speeches, and reflection on Dr. King's life. It is from 3 to 5 this afternoon at James Monroe High School. If you're new to the community or visiting, it's 2300 Washington Avenue. This event is free to the public from 3 to 5 this afternoon. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
Amen, amen. I just want to come to you for just a minute from my men of the church and those who are visiting us. We are in the process of moving forward with our Bible study. We meet every third Saturday at 9 a.m., and we are now moving into the kingdom. This particular Bible study is being led by Deacon Frank Hawthorne. We are inviting you, and you'll probably hear me every Sunday. We want to just get our men more involved in the activities of the church. Amen?
Amen.
We're kingdom building, and we can't do it alone. We need to come together as a unit, and that's what we're going to be doing.